This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the Trump administration's decision to cancel federal training sessions on critical race theory. Heather McDonald argues that this first step should be followed by removing identity politics from federal operations in the sciences. The goal is to create a more diverse scientific workforce. Those of us who took undergraduate courses in math and science already felt the scientific landscape was fairly diverse because we were taking courses taught by TAs from other countries whose first language was not English. Often the challenge was not the scientific concepts, but merely trying to understand them. Unfortunately, the federal science bureaucracies are not talking about that kind of diversity. They actually want more diversity of minorities and women. But it doesn't stop there. The National Institute of Health, for example, would fund student researchers who were or had been homeless, who were or had been in foster care, who had been eligible for free school lunches, or even if they had received WIC payments as a child or mother. The first time I heard Heather McDonald talk about this on another radio program, the radio interviewer asked a very good question. What does being homeless have to do with scientific research? The National Science Foundation is now doling out millions of dollars for a program to combat bias in the STEM fields. Heather McDonald, though, argues that the problem is the academic skills gap. The average black math SAT score is more than a standard deviation below the average Asian math score and nearly a standard deviation below the average white score. The ultimate solution is to do better STEM teaching in the public schools and not trying to implement woke science. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.